This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President ramps on the portal prorogued session of both houses of federal parliament. Government decides not to relocate Maharajganj's best National Police Academy. Lawmakers call for amending academic calendar for mountainous reason. And US boats ship carrying Iranian oil as Trump orders Navy to shoot any boat laying mines in Strait. Now the news in detail. President Ramachandra Porel has prorogued session of both houses of federal parliament. President Porel, on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers made on the 21st of April, had summoned the parliament to session for coming 30th of April in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. According to a press release issued by spokesperson at the President's office, Ritesh Kumar Shakya, today, the session of the both houses has been temporarily prorogued due to special reasons upon the recommendation of the cabinet. The government has decided not to relocate Maharajganj's best National Police Academy. Spokesperson of the government, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Sushmit Pokhrel, said today's cabinet meeting decided that the academy would use all its land as before. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on the 6th of September in 2018 had decided to provide the academy's land to the office of the president. The government has formed a team led by a Finance Ministry Joint Secretary to negotiate, prepare documents and sign an MOU for securing a concessional water supply and sewerage management project. It has also set up a task force under the Communications and IT Advisor to study software and IT-related issues in government agencies. Lawmakers representing from the mountainous region have demanded the government alter timing of the academy calendar in the mountainous region. In a meeting today with the Minister of Education, Science and Technology, Sushmit Pokhrel, at the ministry, lawmakers urged the government to manage academic calendar aligning with erratic weather conditions in the region. Lawmakers said heavy Himalayan snowfall from mid-November to mid-February disrupts schools, attendance and the academic calendar, urging adjustments to timings. They also asked the Education Minister to address challenges in learning, infrastructure and resources in the region. Minister Pokhrel said the government would help tackle these issues. Former chairman of Himalayan Reinsurance Limited and past president of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Shekhar Golcha, has been arrested. A team from the Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police apprehended Golcha from Naksal today. CIB spokesperson SSP Shiv Kumar Shrestha said Golcha was arrested and an investigation launched based on a preliminary report from the Nepal Securities Board. He has been taken into custody for further investigation with an arrest warrant issued by the Kathmandu District Court after the Bureau received the report. A group of conflict victims has demanded Prime Minister Balendra Shah that he took substantial initiatives to conclude transitional justice. The group of 40 organizations working in the sector of conflict victims made an open call to Prime Minister Shah to restore credibility of transitional justice process. They urged the government to fulfill its historic responsibility to ensure victims' rights to truth, justice and reparation, noting that a near two-thirds majority raises expectations for delivering justice. Inspector General of the Nepal Police, Dan Bahadur Karki, has said problems have surfaced to settle the cases of cybercrime in lack of registration of contact center of social media platforms in Nepal. During a briefing to the National Assembly Committee, IG Karki said cyberbullying and cybercrime, including fake IDs, online abuse, misinformation and social media misuse, are rising, making justice delivery more difficult. He said most cases involve Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, with police receiving about 80 to 90 complaints daily, and stressed the need for a social media bill and amendments to the Electronic Transaction Act 2063. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के थाहैन, नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त।
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Air pollution has increased in Kathmandu Valley. Air quality, which had improved after rainfall, has declined to very unhealthy level. The air quality index AQI reached 201 this evening. It had reached around 92 on Tuesday afternoon and it was 247 till 11 a.m. today. AQI levels are classified as good from 0 to 50, moderate from 51 to 100, unhealthy from 101 to 150, unhealthy for all from 151 to 200, very unhealthy from 201 to 300, and hazardous when above 300. Officials said low rainfall, drought, crop burning and wildfires have increased pollution, with no rain expected for 3 days and temperatures rising. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. U.S. forces have boarded a ship carrying Iranian oil in the Indian Ocean. The BBC cited the country's Defense Department's post on X as saying U.S. forces carried out a maritime interdiction and right up visit boarding of the sanctioned stateless vessel MT Majestic X transporting oil from Iran in the Indian Ocean. The department says that the U.S. military will continue to interdict vessels suspected of providing material support to Iran. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. has total control over the Strait of Hormuz after saying they would shoot and kill any boat laying mines in the strait. He said no ship can enter or leave without U.S. approval, minutes after posting that he has ordered the Navy to fire on any Iranian vessels laying mines. It comes after the Deputy Speaker of the Iranian Parliament said Iran has received the first tolls from shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Two commuter trains collided head-on near the Danish capital early Thursday, leaving 5 critically hurt and 13 others with lesser injuries. According to the AFP news agency, the accident occurred near a level crossing in a rural wooded area about 40 kilometers north of Copenhagen, near the town of Hillerød. Issuing a statement citing health authorities, police said 18 people have been injured in the accident, out of which 5 are in critical condition. According to the police, 37 people were on the two trains, and the exact cause of the accident is still unknown. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi province, as well as the Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and mainly fair in the remaining Himalayan, hilly and Tarai regions. And there is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the Himalayan region of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Portal prorogues session of both houses of the federal parliament. Government decides not to relocate Maharajganj based National Police Academy. Lawmakers call for amending academy calendar for mountainous region. And U.S. boats ship carrying Iranian oil as Trump orders Navy to shoot any boat laying mines in strait. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.